Start this is dictating on James West. West, W-E-S-T. James, J-A-M-E-S. Date of birth is 5-7-52. Date of visit is 2-27-24. Next paragraph. Please make copy of this for Cheryl Patterson, M.D. Cheryl is S-H-A-R-O-L. Patterson, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N, Patterson, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Cheryl, thank you for sending James West for preliminary evaluation. Next paragraph. His illness. This is a this is a 71-year-old male who was admitted to Halifax Hospital with pneumonia earlier this month. Was found to have a right lower lung infiltrate with a right pleural effusion, and there was also evidence of consolidation in the right mid lobe and ground glass infiltrates in the left lung. Period. The patient had a thoracentesis done, and the pleural effusion was noted to be loculated with multiple loculations, and he thus underwent a right thoracotomy and decortication on 2/20/24. Postoperatively, the patient had chest tubes in place which were discontinued on 2/24. And subsequently, the patient was discharged on oral antibiotics. The patient is presently having some pain along the right chest wall and back and trouble moving his right arm. And he does have some shortness of breath with activity. His O2 saturations, however, are over 95% on room air. He has no cough or wheezing. Next paragraph. Past history has included a history of COVID-19 pneumonia in 2022, following which he was also treated for atrial fibrillation and the patient was found to have consolidation in the right lung at the time. He has been treated for hypertension and history for myocardial infarction as well as pulmonary embolism. There's a history of right knee surgery for ligament tear, and and the patient had a history for obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP nightly, which he has stopped using since his surgical procedure this month. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 20 years and then quit. Next paragraph. He drinks alcohol moderately. Previously worked as a state trooper and retired in his 40s. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of a stroke. Father died of heart disease. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had fatigue and some weight loss. Denies cataracts or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has some urinary frequency and no flank pains. He has chest pains and shortness of breath and trouble taking deep breaths. He has anxiety and depression. He has easy bruising. He has joint pains. Denies any headaches, seizures, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list. Losartan, 100 milligrams daily. Metoprolol, 50 milligrams BID. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily. Sertraline, 50 milligrams daily. HCTZ, 25 milligrams a day. Metformin, 500 milligrams BID. And Eliquis, 5 milligrams BID. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This is an elderly white male who's alert, no acute distress. His blood pressure is blood pressure is 130 over 70, pulse is 85, respiration is 20, tension 97.6, weight is 214. Saturation 96. HENT had numbs, phallic. Pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And wheezes were scattered bilaterally, prolonged expirations. The right chest wall is tender, and there is an incision along the lateral aspect of the right chest with staples in the incision. And there are a few crackles scattered in the right mid lung. Heart cancer is irregular, S1 and S2. No S3 or murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no regional megaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, revealed no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexive 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Rectal exam is deferred, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, fresh number 1. Right lower lobe atelectasis and pneumonia. Number 2 is loculated right pleural effusion with loculator right pleural effusion. Status post thoracotomy and decortication. Number three is history of atrial fibrillation. Number four is underlying COPD. And number five is obstructive sleep apnea. And next paragraph plan, the patient has been advised to go back to thoracic surgery for removal of the chest wall staples. Also advised to use the incentives parameter every 4 hours. And advised to get a chest x-ray and a complete pulmonary function study in 4 weeks. He was placed on steel-to-rusty mat, 2 puffs daily, and advised to use a CPAP mask nightly after the chest wall staples are removed. And advised to come in for a follow-up visit in approximately 6 weeks, orally if necessary. The patient will also be given an albuterol inhaler to be used on a PRN basis for shortness of breath, and analgesics for chest wall pain as needed. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Cheryl Patterson, MD. Patterson. PATTERSON, MD. It's Dr. Susan.